You haven't played kickball since schoolyard days, but kickball is back, and so are our sports brothers, Randy and Jason Sklar. They've gone out to a game, and they're here now to tell us about it. Randy, Jason, before we get to talking about adults playing kickball, remind us exactly how is kickball played properly.
It's basically softball with your foot as the bat. You kick the ball and put it into play, and the fielders can catch it or throw it at a runner to make an out.
And this is now, adults are playing this, and it's organized in some way.
Oh, yes, it is. There's something called WACA, which is the World Adult Kickball Association. And WACA has literally set up divisions all around the world. And recently, a group of unaffiliated players challenged a WACA team here in L.A.
And why would so distinguished a group as the World Adult Kickball Association team accept a challenge from a bunch of nobodies?
Well, that's a good question, because they wanted to recruit these nobodies into the association.
And most of these nobodies, Alex, are employees of an independent radio station here in L.A., bound together by their sheer love of the sport. And immediately, we noticed the tension in the air. The rogue team had no interest in joining WACA. Here's Dan Rowan, their captain.
WACA can go WACA their ass off of our field because
I don't appreciate that kind of language.
I understand. I'm sorry.
Dude, what's going on? This guy sound all mad about something.
Well, he's mad about all the restrictions WACA has put on who can play in the league.
Uh-oh.
They want everybody to be 21. They want everybody to have medical insurance. We're poor people. We're working class. Like, we don't need your fancy rules or your fancy highfalutin, no screaming at the opposing team rules.
Not only do they have rules, Alex, but they have rituals. Listen to WACA PR chair Richard Manfredi talk about what he listens to psych himself up before a game.
Sometimes some Dan Fogelberg, you know, there's some air supply that might happen.
And, well, the non-affiliates had a different kind of pregame ritual.
I've had a couple beers. I'll have a couple more.
Okay, stage set for a battle of Homeric proportions.
Well, from the first roll of the ball, Alex, it was clear that WACA was going to rely on their discipline and defense.
But you had to love the rogue team's energy, their hustle. And it was that hustle that put them on the board first.
Play us to home. Oh, she's safe. Catcher missed the ball. It's a low throw.
Alex, WACA was surprised to find himself down early, so I tried to pump up WACA shortstop Larry Caldwell.
Kickball's like a marathon. You don't win it in the first inning.
Or the fifth.
Or the sixth.
There is no sixth.
That's why you don't win in the sixth.
Still, as the game went on, WACA had trouble scoring runs.
Third baseman climbs the ladder to pull that one down. We call that the hot corner. A little Fozzie the Bear razzing coming from the Rogue League. WACA, WACA, WACA.
Did I say Homeric? I meant biblical. This is biblical. This is David versus Goliath. And who's winning? I mean, surely Goliath comes back. WACA, they stomp these little guys.
Nope, it was an upset, Alex. The Rogue team blanked WACA 2-0.
Shut him out.
Ooh. And reflecting on the day, air supply enthusiast Richard Manfredi was left with the hard task of sorting out his very identity.
I want you to order these in terms of how you see yourself. As an American, as a man, as a kickball player, as a Jew.
Well, Jew would be at the bottom since I'm not. Probably an American kickball player who happens to be male and not Jewish.
In the end, though, a valuable lesson was learned, that if the goal of kickball is to have fun, to socialize,
to drink a few beers early on a Saturday,
then anyone who tries to control that through rules and regulations will never come out on top.
Because in kickball, Alex, you can't beat a good time.
Randy and Jason Sklar, sometimes analysts for ESPN in some kind of capacity, and regular sports brothers here at Day to Day. Thank you both.
Thank you.
We have other Sklar stories at our website, npr.org.